If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
A group of Russian soldiers confronted Vladimir Putin this week over promises not kept in the invasion of Ukraine, RadarOnline.com has learned. In a surprising development to come nearly 2 years after the Russo-Ukrainian War first started in February 2022, a Russian commander posted a video for Putin on Telegram on Tuesday. According to Daily Beast, the Russian soldier was a commander for Russia's Storm Z unit, a military unit created by Russia's defense ministry that is mostly made up of ex-convicts. The commander claimed that he and his men were tricked by defense officials. He also told Putin that promises have not been kept regarding the conditions of their agreement to fight in Ukraine. "All of my guys, and me, are having problems," the Storm Z commander said. "When we were invited to join this unit, we were promised payment of $2,500, but it ended up being two times less. All of the guys here bravely defended the interests of the Russian Federation, spilled their own blood, practically each one of us has been wounded, and severely wounded," the Russian soldier pleaded. "I ask you to help achieve justice." The commander concluded the video by begging Putin to ensure that he and his men are provided the payments and social benefits they were promised when they agreed to fight on the front lines of the Ukraine conflict. Also shocking are reports that Putin has turned off the heat inside Russian prisons to compel Russian prisoners to join the war effort. Olga Romanova, a Russian human rights activist, claimed that the winter conditions became so unbearable that hundreds of jailed convicts agreed to fight in Ukraine. "They're just sending inmates to the front line in Ukraine en masse and sacrificing them there," Romanova said this week. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Putin has offered thousands of Russian convicts their freedom in exchange for fighting in Ukraine for a minimum of 6 months. The Russian leader was first accused of sacrificing the Russian convicts last year when it was revealed that Putin was launching human wave offensives in a desperate bid to gain Ukrainian territory. "The casualties will go on," one top military expert said after thousands of Russian convicts turned soldiers were killed last year. "Putin doesn't care about his people dying. He couldn't give a s about them," the source continued. "He is an absolutely dreadful man." Even Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Putin of throwing Russian troops into the meat grinder to invade farther into Ukraine. "They don't care about it. I mean, they don't count their people. This is a fact," Zelensky said last year. "We are counting their people. But we don't have exact numbers. There are much more casualties from their side."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.